Like, wow, what a crazy night. It's like, no, you like blacked out.
Yeah, it's like you went to the Abbey one night and
yeah,
like
literally
woke up after two drinks like 4 years later.
You're like, where am I?
Yeah. Oh, it's 2029. Oh, okay, great.
Oh,
what did I miss?
You guys want to party like rock stars? Follow me.
Let's get drunk.
Of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I'm so excited to have this person back on. I love him dearly. I actually helped out with his podcast, mm-hmm. Just Saying. Mm-hmm. It's at the Comedy Store. He's at the Comedy Store a lot. He's tours. He's hilarious. He's wonderful. Justin Martindale.
Hey, honey. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
I'm very excited to be here and thrilled to see how you've grown.
Right?
You've got out of the basement.
Got out of, yeah.
To Toluca Lake.
To Toluca Lake, yes.
Which, by the way, on the way over here, my favorite horror film now is Escape from Toluca Lake.
Yes.
Because the parking here is atrocious.
Yeah.
You were like, it's going to be a little wonky. And I'm like, no one says wonky. Wonky means just apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I ran over here. And as I'm crossing the street by Bob's Big Boy, mm-hmm. I hear people out of their car going, go daddy, go daddy. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a Toluca 10. So I might have to move here after all and like get around the traffic aspect of it all.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I love that for you. You know, it almost makes it better.
It made it all better. Because it's like, because mind you, on the way over here, I like being very on time. Mm-hmm. And I was on time. And then the parking, I was like, there's mm-hmm. no parking anywhere. And I called to let you know I was running late. Mm-hmm. And once you answer that phone call, you are now my OnStar operator.
Yes.
Like, you are going to stay on with me. You're going to help calm me down, give suggestions.
Yes.
What should I do?
Yeah, you
and then
did.
I
was going to say, I was like, I don't know what else to say. I'm just going to.
Yeah, I could have easily been like, oh, don't worry, I'll find out. But I'm like, you know what? Let me walk you through this.
I'm like,
You're in now.
I'm
because,
like, well, I'm like, so how is your day? And you're like, no. I'm focusing on this. I'm like, fair enough.
I almost ran over a woman.
Yeah.
There was just a lot of diagonals.
Yeah.
I'm not over on this side a lot. But anyways, let's get into your podcast. I love my adventures of Toluca Lake, but I know I'm here for a real reason.
Well,
so.
I mean, speaking of almost hitting a woman, that's the perfect way to say
yes!
it. This movie.
Yes.
Ma from 2019. did you see this movie? You've seen this movie before.
Yes.
I think I saw it in theaters when it first
came out. Oh, wow.
Out.
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not see it in theaters. But I remember seeing the trailer for this mm-hmm. and being like, oh, it's Blumhouse. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go. Octavia Spencer. Mm-hmm. Missy Pyle. Allison Janney.
Juliette
Lewis.
Yeah.
Like, women.
Yeah.
Women of the actressing levels.
You're like, let's go.
I remember seeing Ma for the first time and going, was that good? And I think since Blumhouse has gaslit me for years, mm-hmm. I've been like, yeah, it's Blumhouse. It's great.
Yeah,
it's great. They have that amazing intro.
Yeah.
Love it.
So fun.
And then I watched it again and I went, it's not good. It's not good.
It's not good at all. It's pretty bad. I wonder what the pitch was to get Octavia Spencer.
Thank you.
To attach
any
to this.
Of them.
Because also, as soon as I saw the hair on
of Octavia, Ma's hair
of Sue Ann, her character, I was like, okay, who? This is mean. This is just.
Where are we?
Apparently, it's set in Ohio.
No.
Absolutely not. That's
is there
not
gambling it. In Ohio?
Legally, no. But
Juliette Lewis works a casino.
So I'm from Wisconsin, and they have casinos there.
Okay.
So I feel like, they have to.
I don't know. Maybe it's like one of those, like, if you go on a body of water or something, then it's like legal. But I'm like, I don't know. But why also did they live in the town that eventually became the Airbnb horror film? What's it called?
Barbarian?
Barbarian.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Why it was like District 12, Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Like, where are we? Why did we choose this place?
I mean, Ohio Miles, sorry.
It was in Ohio. It couldn't have been.
They're like, it makes suggestions that it's in Ohio, but
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's some, you know, shitty town.
Yeah, it was absolutely like, not. Yeah. It's like where they tested the bombs in Oppenheimer. Literally. Like, it was just like, oh no, this town doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. But people like love being here.
Mm-hmm. And they just love mom. I remember seeing the movie in theaters and being like, oh, I hated this. But like, it's funny. Like, it's like so, like it's like not good, but in like a funny way. At that point,
it's definitely like showgirls of horror films.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember, I would never do it, but I remember like, it's so gross. When you look at it, you're like, I was trash.
Yeah.
Like honestly, because you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what does that say about you?
Yeah.
Like, some people have homework and like extracurricular activities and you're just a loser. And you're like, we're going to go wait for someone to possibly buy a minor. Like, do people not watch Catch a Predator or like, what would you do? Literally. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that anymore. If like someone, if someone came up to you today and was like, hey, can you buy me beer?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Well, I don't think that would ever happen because I look like I'm not of drinking age.
Fair.
And so they probably wouldn't approach me. But if it did,
But see, you have good decoy face.
I would say no. I would say no, because also that's just a lot of work and no.
Yeah.
And also that I don't need to do that.
And then I'm not going to go around behind the building for the pass off. Like, I'm going to walk outside and be like, here you go. And then I'm in trouble because I'm just like, get out of here. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Why did I do this in the first place?
You're not getting anything out of it. It's also like illegal. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not good. I've never understood. I mean, I know that some parents, you know, some you got the cool parents helping out your kids, whatever. That's fine. But like to like actively drink with your kids like when they're underage, I think is kind of weird, and like promote that.
And the amount of booze that they got,
insane.
They had a box multiple boxes.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, they didn't have Fireball. I'm like, what?
Also, where are they getting this money from?
That's what I'm
saying. They don't have jobs.
Are they stealing from their parents?
I mean, she can't steal from Julia Louis because she doesn't have, she barely is making enough money at the casino. For their what? Their like 3-bedroom, honestly pretty big house.
But like no art.
No art, there's no nothing.
It's just walls and floor.
Yep,
and I really wanted to like smack the daughter when she like came after Juliet and she was just like, oh, like all the great decisions you've made in your life. And I was like, oh, get out of my house. Like I would have kicked her out immediately.
She's like, I'm like, Juliet's doing her best.
Yeah.
Like
she moved to LA to make it.
Yep,
it didn't work out.
Didn't work
so
out.
She went straight to casino worker in Ohio.
Which is,
that's how it goes.
That is the path.
Yeah.
You go to LA, you get married, you have a kid, you fail a marriage, then you go back to Ohio, casino work.
Yeah. Like not even like call a friend, recommend, you know, a transfer, nothing.
Nope.
You're just like, you know what?
Immediate casino
worker. Immediate casino worker. Which bow tie do I wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Around my neck.
Which is just a hot look. It's just a hot look. And then to run into your high school friends at the casino who are drunk as
shit. Was Missy Pyle a high school? Was she one of the kids?
Which
or was
Missy
she
Pyle?
Just the like dad's side piece?
I think it was.
She's the one that
she's
the drunk woman at the casino.
Oh yes, I
she was in Willy Wonka.
Thank
and the
you.
Chocolate
That's
Factor.
I was like I couldn't think of her name, and I knew that you definitely would know it. Yeah. I think she was. I think she might have went to high school with them as well. But she's like a
now date. She's like a drunk who's like hooking up with the
because she
Luke Evans.
Her marriage also failed.
Yeah,
and now she's hooking up with the high school hottie. Which I have you seen people from high school out
oh, yeah.
here?
Or, wait, recently?
Yeah. Just like know. Like you accidentally run into somebody.
No. No. Because they're all back home. They're all back in Texas.
You're so lucky.
I know.
The past
month,
I've ran into two of them. One of them was like, oh my God, you look exactly the same. Like you haven't changed a bit. And I was like, okay, that's something you say to someone at like your like 30th reunion, not like under 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, that one kind of hurts a little bit. And then another guy hit me up and I saw him and he like would bully me profusely for my stutter.
And then said hello to you?
And then now wants to like hang out and like try to like hook up. And I was like, I still stutter on your name because you put me through trauma. I'm like, if you even try anything, I will destroy you.
Why don't you destroy him now? Why wait?
Because I want to do it. It's funny.
Just go to Bob's Big Boy and like sit at a counter and have like a lunch and then stand and be like, attention, Bob's Big Boy. This guy made fun of me in high school. Who's laughing now, Jimmy? And then just pour the drink. And then what do you have to lose?
My exclusive membership to Bob's Big Boy.
Fair.
You know?
Fair.
You know? It's like.
Booth number 5 is solid. That's good.
It's a good one, you know.
It's a good staying point.
They give good shakes. But yeah. No. And also like these high school kids are like the least likable kids. Ever.
They were like the kids from, they wanted to be the kids from Stranger Things. Yeah. And there was just like, no.
And they were like, we have one black kid.
Yeah.
And everyone else is just going to be white. We like, I definitely like that character. Like you, there's no, like, they just were like, oh, we need some color in here.
He was symbolic of her, of Sue Ann. And because she was like, everybody needs one. That we'll get into that at the end. But yeah, I thought it was just, so you saw this girl in a wheelchair and she, you find out, is Ma's daughter.
And you can tell because of the haircut.
Clearly.
Like, clearly, yeah.
I mean, everyone was like, what? You're Ma's daughter? And it's, I'm like,
she has the hair.
She has the whole thing. And no one knew.
Yeah, which is, it's interesting. So she has, her mom has Gypsy Rose Blanchard's.
Yeah, Munchausen by proxy. Yeah. She starts poisoning her daughter, which I'm like, yes.
Yes, we love that.
Poison
Put your
children.
Kid in a wheelchair. Wait, you can walk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You need ketamine in your neck? Got it.
She's like, something's wrong with my spine. I'm like, I don't think it.
No. And keeps her hostage in her own home, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then befriends these kids, buys them booze, then starts gradually inviting them over to her house.
Yeah, to drink in at her
basement. Yeah. Which,
these kids got some balls.
Go to the woods.
Go anywhere else.
Go to the woods.
Yeah. Go literally anywhere else. You're like, you don't know this woman.
Drink in the woods like the rest of us did. You're going to this strange woman's basement?
Also, you wait to ask for any information about her till you're already in her house. You guys deserve to die. Everyone deserves to die.
And why does no one have, no? Why is no one sharing their location?
Yeah, literally. Well, because they don't want to know. Well, you know, the dad.
Oh, right.
He has, because they, the truck that, what is the kid? What is the kid's
who
name?
Who cares? The one the, who doesn't drink, the one who's like drink, in love with the main
the
girl.
Sober guy.
Dylan, Cooper, I don't know.
Yeah, his dad, he's driving around his truck and he has tracking devices in all the trucks. And that's like, so that's like, that's revealed like towards the end. But like.
Which, by the way, was my favorite scene, which now I just realized could be your Big Boy Shoney moment.
Yes.
Where the dad takes her to a restaurant. He runs out to her in public and he's like, yeah, let's go grab lunch sometime.
Yeah.
They go grab lunch. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there and he's like, leave my son alone. Stay away from him. You're fucking weird.
You're a loser.
You're a loser. Everyone hates you in college or high school and they hate you now. And pretty much just like throws a bill down and walks out. And she's like,
yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, you should. If someone you went to high school was like partying with your kids.
That's crazy. Like, that's crazy. I have a, I'm not going to name names or like anything because they might listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know, but probably not. But because they think I'm weird. But somebody in my, you know, back home, they post consistently drinking with their kids and have since they were in high school, and their kids were all like 3-sport athlete varsity. And like consistently post like drinking with their kids. Now they're all in college, going to sorority events, consistently drinking with their kids and thinking like, oh, I'm so cool. Oh, I'm so cool. And honestly, it's not. It's like it's not cool. It's like,
I had friends back in school who were that way.
Yeah.
Like, but they threw the parties for us so we could party. But then I'm like,
Yeah.
And then there was a family And like the whole time, every time I went over to their house, it was just a rage fest. Like,
yeah,
hot tub, water guns, like just water booze, guns. Booze in the kitchen, like, yeah, like just shots and keg stands and just like trash can punch and like just shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Anytime I went over, and the parents were just like, woo,
we're having fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, kids. This is so weird.
They're like, Mrs. Jensen, you're so cool.
And I'd be like, you one day. And people say we could be sisters. And then she starts crying. Yeah, she's like,
oh my God, we literally could be sisters.
It was, which by the way, I was at a spin class yesterday and mm-hmm. I was taking my shoes off, my spin shoes off. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy next to me and he was like, oh, I feel like Mr. Rogers taking my shoes off here. Don't you? And I looked at him and I was like, what? And he goes, oh, you're probably too young to remember Mr. Rogers, right? And I go, yes. I felt so powerful. I was like, first of all, like, did you think I didn't know who Mr. Rogers was?
I feel like everyone, like.
We have the same birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, I know who Mr. Rogers.
I know
Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. And I'm also like, I get it. I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
But for someone to look at me and be like, you're probably too young to know that. I was literally. Like, you all right? I am Julian.
Right.
I'm extremely childlike.
I am babyface. This is me.
I just didn't know what Ma was getting at, thinking she was going to get away with playing with these, like playing with the kids.
Yeah. Also, so you know, the one jock dude in the friend group, when they're downstairs, he's like, you should do this, this, and this to make it like way better down here. And she's like, fuck off. But then she's like, I'm gonna take all these things, and you know, actually starts like, you know, there's a full remodel.
She does a full remodel. Listen to him.
Like in under what, a week?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, who did you hire? Because mm-hmm. I need them. Like they got some. She got some money. I don't know where this money's coming from working at the vet.
The vet as a veterinarian assistant.
Yeah, yeah. Which she's not a very good one.
She got good ketamine though.
I mean, fair enough.
Which I loved Allison Janney and anything she does. And when she's just like, "Can you fucking work?"
Yeah.
Like I was like, "You tell her," because she's not doing anything. She's making like FaceTime video messages, and she's like, "Don't make me drink alone. We're going to get crunk tonight." I'm like, Ma, stop. I'm in biology.
It's also like the don't make me drink. Like I have had friends say that to me. And I'm like, I'm going to drink. Chill.
Yeah.
Chill. I'm just not drinking right now. I'm like, I'm sober. I'm drinking water right now.
Yeah.
I'll drink
it's
later.
It's called hydrating.
Yeah, hydrating.
There's a process.
I don't want to get hungover.
Yeah.
I need to. I'm a 1 to 2 drink girly. I can't mm-hmm. do more than that.
We have missed a very poignant part of the movie.
Oh, yes.
When Ma pulls a gun on the jock, she goes, take your clothes off. And he starts taking his shirt off. He takes his shirt off. He reveals like Ohio jock torso.
You're like, oh, my God. He's
yeah.
So fancy.
I was like, it's okay. You know,
you're like, he's a child.
He's
you know,
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, for 17
just
year
old. Look at my like Instagram Reels suggestions.
Yeah.
I mean, I've.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
Dark web.
We love to see it.
And then she makes him take his pants off, mm-hmm. takes his underwear off, and he's standing there naked holding his balls.
Yeah.
And at gunpoint in front of his friends.
Yeah. And they're like
mortified.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm kidding. And they're like, Ma, you crazy bitch.
And they're like, you're just so cute. And I'm like,
that's sexual assault.
Yeah, that's.
And like. Threatening someone with a gun?
Yeah, like, this isn't even real. I don't even know how to use a gun. I don't even know how to use a gun.
And this kid's just like, oh, Ma, you got me.
This girl.
If that happened to me, I would never see Ma again.
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't even approach anybody in the beginning. But, you know, to especially follow her into her house. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I also, after that, you know, once they have like a big party, Ma's like, I'm gonna wear my little like funky hat, and she's like, I'm gonna get down to Funky Town.
The whole soundtrack was whack.
I was like, what are they do? Like, is this like the Shrek? What like
it was?
They're like, we're gonna take the entire Shrek 1 and 2 album and just like
it was
play it.
So it was like Funky Town and like Car Wash. It was just like this. Now that's what I call 70s,
mm-hmm.
but like play that funky music. Yeah. And they play, I was like, oh. Yeah, no.
You're like, oh, these kids are like, this is the greatest thing ever, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, I don't know.
And I didn't understand the Christian girl asleep on the couch.
That was just hilarious.
Who has, like, pray for a better face. Like, it was not, that was not a face for a movie. You know what I mean? Like if I was opening a medicine cabinet and then shut it really quick and she was behind me, like, roll the credits, like, we're done.
Yeah. She, that character, she pretended to get drunk because she was, like, the pastor's kid. And then to pretend like she was actually having fun but not get in trouble.
Yeah.
And I was like, you could just go to the party and not drink.
Yeah, then you're that weird girl who like pretends to be asleep.
Like, that's weird. Like, that's even weirder.
That was their equivalent of trying to get away with like, I'm a virgin but do butt stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. that was where they wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, no, she just falls asleep on the couch to make it look like she's having fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also like they could have gone with, you know, the butt stuff or whatever because it is rated R.
Yeah, this whole movie was rated R. Why was it rated R?
Because they showed penis.
They did?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
They showed just a little bit of penis.
Oh, with the dad in the bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, she grabs it and yeah. flips it up or something.
Yeah, but still, like, just that moment and, like,
but you don't even see anything. I should have rewound it. I always rewind when I see a penis.
I was like, I don't remember that part. Weird. Yeah,
but it was Luke Evans. Yeah, it was Luke like Evans. Limp because he's like gay in real life. So
and it's, you know, he's also the dog blood. And
which I didn't understand. There was a whole bunch. I mean, the best part of this movie is when Ma runs over Missy Pyle.
That was so funny.
It's just the best part because it's just like, well, okay.
You're like, oh.
That was it.
Goodbye.
Because what happens, we find out that Ma is stealing jewelry from the kids at the parties.
Yeah, because she like wants, because so like the backstory is that Ma was bullied by all these kids' parents.
Ma had to suck someone's dick that she thought was going to be the hot dad of the van driver.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally she blew some other guy in the janitor's closet thinking it was somebody else, right?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was like a weird like hot dog trick or
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
forgot what it was, but I was like, oh, so she was sexually assaulted in school
yeah.
by a whole bunch of children yeah. watching.
Yeah.
So traumatic.
Yeah, for sure. But also like it was just so insane. I don't know.
Yeah.
I also didn't like
I thought it was like
character now. I like didn't feel bad for her. But, like, I do, but I don't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, she's a loser, but also, like, we're not rooting for her.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for anybody. That's not like, oh, good for her. It's not like...
It was just kind of like, who's this weird woman, like, yeah. running to party with kids?
I kind of want like, everyone to die. Is that yeah. possible? Is that possible where all the kids die and then
it
Julia
was just
Lewis
very,
like...
very strange. So she's seeing all the jewelry, like, pop up and the other, like, bitchy hot girls, like, my earrings are missing. That was Natalie's bracelet or whatever.
Yeah. Which
and
also,
then,
like, again, how are they getting the earrings off? Like, she's, like, drugging them.
Well,
to,
she
like,
well, she straight up roofies them all.
Which is, and they're like, wow, what a crazy night. It's like, no, you, like, blacked out.
Yeah, it's like you went to the Abbey one night and,
yeah,
like,
literally
woke up after two drinks, like, 4 years later.
You're like, where am I?
Yeah. Oh, it's 2029. Oh, okay,
got
great.
It.
What did I miss?
A lot, a yeah. lot. Ma is president. Ma is president. Sue Ann. I also, just in general of her, like, first meeting the kids, I'm kind of jumping back, but, like, she only knew their first names and found them on
Facebook.
Like, kind of impressive.
I'm very impressed.
I will say I have some of those sleuthing skills. In high school, someone yelled, there was a cute guy, and his name was Eric Smith, and there's a million of those. I found him on Facebook.
If you're not finding people on social media, like who are you?
Like
anybody I meet, I'm just like, oh yeah, who is that guy? Oh yeah, cool, cool. Or if I see somebody like out, I'm like, who are they? I'll be like, look, see who they're friends with.
Yeah.
Go to that person. Who are they following? Oh yeah, I've met it. Like that's what we
yeah,
do now.
Yeah, yeah. But like, mine was the level of like Ma stalking.
Yeah.
I had to like go through like hundreds of thousands. I can't imagine. Like, she's like, oh yeah, it's the first one. She just typed in Haley, and Haley doesn't even
Haley
have a last name.
Well, it's Ohio.
She doesn't have a last name. It's just Haley.
Yeah.
Just Haley. But everyone else has a last name. I'm like, okay, weird. But, you know, that's how she knows that, like, oh, these are the kids of, you know, which is, I think that's also, like, why she's like, come to my basement. Come.
Yeah, come to my basement.
Come come to my basement.
Which is, it's very like Melissa Etheridge, mm-hmm. come to my window, meets the witch in Hansel and Gretel. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to remember after.
It's, yeah.
They all tell her to back off.
Yeah, they're like, oh, don't fucking go to, the one girl who's like, what, you don't vape? What, vaping is like, you can vape as much as you want until you're 25 and nothing happens. And she gives them a look like, what the fuck? But that girl, she's like, oh, like, Ma, like, we don't fuck with her anymore. And Ma sees the video, of course. And she's like, this bitch is gonna
and then it gets, and then she starts, I'm trying to remember, like.
She starts, like, sending them texts and videos. She's like, guys, I'm just, like,
really. Oh, yeah, she lies that she has cancer.
Yeah.
She pulls a full-on Kim Zolciak from Atlanta season one at the reunion. Housewives, if you don't know. She's like, I have cancer. Well, do you? Not anymore. Oh, okay. yeah, she says she has pancreatic cancer, mm-hmm. and everyone's like, oh my God, Ma, we didn't know. And then has a party for another girl. That other girl's like, I'm having my birthday party at Ma's. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like,
Yay.
Yeah, we were just there like 2 days ago.
It's like, yeah, but we're going to do another one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, what
could be different?
You know, a lot of things. You know, the main girl's now. Because then Ma comes over to.
We don't know their names anymore.
Juliet
Lewis's house. And she's like, we went to school together.
And she's like, look, here's my daughter. And they're like, we've never met before. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And then gives the old hug, like. Like, look, like, over the shoulder, like.
I know what you were doing.
Bitch, I saw. Yeah, yeah. Bitch. I'm on to you, bitch. I love like, a good on to you, bitch look. Just, like. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know what you up to. I know what you up to. And then Scott Evans. That's his name, right?
No.
No.
Luke Evans. Yeah. No, Scott Evans is. No.
Is that his other brother?
I don't know. There's.
That sounds right.
Chris Evans. Scott Evans, I think, is Chris Evans' brother.
Is he also gay? Oh, fair enough. Fair enough, dude.
I'm onto you look.
Is everybody gay? I don't know. Maybe. A little bit.
I hope that's his name because that would be a fun clip. I think his name is Scott. I don't remember. We'll figure it out. No. Chris Evans. Then Scott Evans is his gay brother. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Oh. But what happened? They had the dinner, and then
yes,
hell yeah. Luke Evans goes to Ma's house to be like, "Look, bitch,
my son is here," and she's
"Where
like,
is he?"
Yeah,
she's like, "He's not here." He's like, "No, where is he?" And then, you know,
needle in the neck. She took a tracker to fool him,
mm-hmm.
and ties him up to the bed.
And he's only got a towel covering his badonkadonk. And she's like, she's like, you treated me like a dog. So I'm going to put dog blood in you
and then slit your wrists.
Yeah. But then also touch your penis really quick and then slit your wrists.
I mean, I feel like that's the order to go into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you do the dog blood IV. Then
the PP.
Then the rub the penis, yeah. and then slit the wrist. Like, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, that's such a yeah. And then,
like, I'm psychotic. Yeah. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
And then.
Just left him bleeding on the bed.
Yeah. And the kids at the time, the main girl and the vape girl, I'm going to call her, they, like, break into Ma's to, like, figure out what the fuck's going on, like find their earrings, find their whatnot.
Yeah.
And this is when they realize that, like, oh.
Baby Munchausen lives there.
Jeannie. That was her name.
What was her name?
Jeannie? Yes. And it was spelled like Jeannie.
So
like
she's trapped in the lamp.
Yes. Wow.
The symbolism.
Wow. Look at that. She's trapped.
And you have to rub Luke Evans out to free the genie.
Wow. If they would have done that, they said, hey, I know I have the hots for your son, but your dad's also hot. I'm going to rub one out real quick to save this girl who's not actually in a wheelchair, who's just, you know.
I mean, this is like Aladdin in a multiverse.
Literally. Wow. Who would have thought?
But then she talks about, like, my mom's here. Don't go in her room. And then, like, looks in her, like, weird, like, 90s or 80s. It was all 80s.
Yeah, very
80s collage. Mm-hmm. yearbook pictures, kids on the back. Weird collage. Daughter never questions at all because she's getting like needles in the neck all night.
Yep.
While she's having, you know, Ma Ragers downstairs.
Literally. And she's like, I know you have parties. And
she's like, shut up. Like,
she's like, I love you. Go to bed. Shut the fuck up. Like,
her mom doesn't even want to hang out with her.
she's like, you're a loser. Just like me.
Just like me. I'm passing it along. and then, so dad's bleeding out. Then she drugs everybody at the party.
Yeah. So then they go back. They like, and then Juliette Lewis, she tells her mom. And then she's like, oh, I see. She gets a text from Ma, and she's like, oh, because Ma has the hots for Luke Evans' son, who's the main girl's like love interest.
Yeah, so now she's like straight up like
sexually harassing.
Yeah, like what is that May December movie?
Yeah,
yeah, like Mary Lynn Latourneau. What's her name? Latourneau, the teacher who like had sex with her student. Like, she's,
oh yeah.
Mary Lynn Latourneau. I think that's right.
That feels right.
Mary Kate Latourneau. One of those. Mary Kate Ashley Olsen.
Mary Kate Ashley. Yeah. It was them. No,
yeah,
maybe
the whole time.
Maybe, but yeah, and so then she comes to the party, and of course Ma's like, I'm gonna, because you know, it's Ohio, they have the big shelter things for the basement, you know, like the Wizard of Oz doors,
the storm cellar.
Yes, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And then she puts the classic crowbar, everybody has a big thing of metal, like a big a loose pipe, just
what'd
put
you
it,
call me, yeah.
Hey-o. And they're like already drunk, and this, you know, the jock is like falling down, and everyone's out of it, and right away they get it, she gets a needle to the neck, and now they're all waking up and they have dog collars on,
yeah,
and
leashes,
and they're literally being treated like dogs.
Yeah,
and you're like, wow, you really, and then you find out that like there's like a quick shot of Ma like leaving the vet clinic, and she has Allison Janning in a crate like bloody, and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah,
but she's only in like three scenes, but she kills.
Yeah, she was great. Like, I thought Allison Janning, like, I want that as the the prequel to Ma.
Yes,
like she interviews Ma. Mm-hmm. You know, we follow Allison Janning home. Mm-hmm. Like, she has to train Ma to like use needles and dog medicine.
Wow.
Ketamine.
Yeah. She learns all this stuff.
That's it. That's the movie I want to see. It's Allison Janney as a vet working in Ohio. Period. That's the movie.
That's the movie. That's all we want.
I'll pitch it tomorrow.
I
think I'm pitching it right now.
You are. Yeah. And everybody, you know, if you want to fund this movie, just
go fund me Allison Janney as a vet in Ohio.
Period.
We'll call it Pause and Rewind. Or I don't know.
But it's something
we'll workshop it. Just hear me out.
It's untitled, like mm-hmm. Pause Ma mm-hmm. movie.
So she straight up kills Allison Janney, throws her in a kennel.
Yeah,
and then
the kids are
not all right.
They are not. They are drugged in the basement with dog collars on, and Ma's like kind of like slowly like revealing her plan, and she's like kind of like,
what was the plan?
Oh, I'm gonna, you know, sew the girl's mouth shut.
Yeah,
real
she
quick.
Sewed her mouth shut.
And the fact that they, again, this is how it, I think this movie would have done better if it was PG-13. I don't think you needed that, like the elements of gore, but like to see, we literally saw her fully sew her mouth shut. And then she starts.
She burned the jock with the iron.
Mm-hmm. And then the sober girl who's pretending to be asleep, the church girl, she's also there.
Yeah, well, because she never woke up, but she was
pretending
to be asleep.
And the girl's like, go back to sleep. And she's like, okay. And then she screams because she, you know, sees the iron. And then Ma just like kills her like instantly.
Did Ma kill her?
Yeah, she like hit her with
the iron. And it killed her?
Yeah.
Well.
And then.
Don't pretend you're asleep.
Period.
When you're not.
Just actually fall asleep, or you know,
to make you sleep forever.
Yeah,
just an iron to the head.
Yeah, just stay asleep if you see that. You know, mm-hmm. just a little PSA. And then the doorbell rings and the cops are there.
Oh yeah, and she shoots the cop.
Yeah, and then
drags
her daughter.
In. Yeah, that was weird too. She's like, "It's just me, Mama, in the wheelchair." And it's like, and then you hear her scream, and he turns around. She shoots him. We kill him.
And she's like, "Come and help me move the body."
So now the daughter's an accomplice.
Yeah.
So they've moved the body. And then She ends up making out with the sheriff or the, what's
the
his name?
Son, the son.
Luke Evans' yeah. son. She makes out with him. Then she stabs him. But like, yeah. not a good stab. Wasn't a good stab. It was just like.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Like, he was like, no. Falls down.
And he's like dead.
For like
2 minutes.
Three minutes.
Like even a little bit dramatic. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't think you would have
died. He's going to come out in college.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And then she takes the main girl. She takes her
and just
leash
and pulls it up to the top, like and hanging her.
Casually has like, I don't know what those like the rope things are to like tie things off. You know what I'm talking about?
You were asking the wrong
person. Like a bow.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't
know? I've went to Home Depot once.
What do you mean you don't know this?
What is it called? I don't know. Hangman's noose?
Hangman's
noose. What do you want? Like,
but yeah, that thing. And like she was like,
I know what you're
talking
about, but I did not know it had a name.
It definitely has everything's got a name.
I know, but
it's something like,
I'm bad with names.
But has that and then just starts hanging her via this dog leash. Mm-hmm. And she's like, cool, I'm going to go, you know, hang out and whatnot. Oh, wait, we forgot the best part.
What?
I'm sorry. Before that, she goes, I want a picture. And she poses.
I'm mad we forgot that part.
She poses
with all of
the
them.
Kids sleeping and is like. Like
living
like Jesus. She's like, oh, she has like, you know, the boyfriend's head on her shoulder and she's living.
It is a pinned post. It is an FYP. Mm-hmm. It is all of it. Mm-hmm. Like that is like her number one Instagram. Like that's going to be her year end review.
Yes.
And that's like, here's your number one picture. And it's like that one.
Yeah.
And she's going to be like, oh, it's because of the, no, there's a bitch with her mouth sewn shut
and
in the picture.
And the dude has an iron.
Yeah. Like
everyone's. Yeah. All this is great.
Yeah.
Share, like. Comment. Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then she starts like, Ma's like, I'm going to go upstairs. And then Jeannie, I forget what she does. I think she like. Punches her mom or something or shoves her down the stairs, doesn't she? And then like
Ma definitely flies down the stairs.
Yeah. And I know that Jeannie, because she shuts
the
door.
The daughter.
Yeah, she shuts the door.
Yeah.
And then like fire, like there's also loose candles just everywhere.
I don't know.
It's a fire.
It's Ohio.
It's a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know. It's like I don't understand what the loose candles were for.
Yeah.
It was like, are we having a seance?
Yeah.
Is
it supposed to be hot? I don't know. Like, is it?
It made no sense.
Yeah. And.
Because it was like, are you trying to recreate like a prom thing?
Like, is this part of the party atmosphere? It feels like it's just.
Is this like Carrie when everything goes up in flames?
Yeah. Also, like, you have so many candles. Like, you had to light all of those.
I have a lot of candles. So I take offense to that. There's nothing wrong with too many candles. Cats? Yes. Candles? No.
You have like thousands like lined. Is that one you have?
What do you mean? Like?
Like she had them like lining the stairs.
Like tea lights.
Yeah. You have a lot of tea lights? Okay. Fair enough.
No, but I've done it before.
Okay.
I've dabbled.
Okay.
I've dabbled in candle ambiance.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a lot of work though.
It is.
What I'm saying. It's like, it's going to be a lot of work. I'm not saying there's no limit to how many candles you can have, but. It's going to be a lot of work to settle that up. That's what I'm saying. Like prep for it.
You know what it reminded me of? Like Valentine's Day at like a themed restaurant.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You're just kind of like, oh, right. This is obnoxious, but it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. This will be good. Yeah. And so everything is starting on fire. And Jeannie's like, you know, I should probably go down there and. You know, help because everyone's screaming. The girl with the vape girl is waking up and she's like, oh my God, we forgot.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot.
You forgot. I don't want to talk about it because it was like, I thought it was a little controversial. The painting. Are you talking about the whitewashing of it all?
The whitewashing, yes.
Ugh. We get it. I was like, that's the worst you could do to him? Put paint? Like, this one girl gets her mouth sewn shut and he gets like a layer of white paint on. Like what? He has to wash his face? This girl has to like go through trauma therapy, reconstruction of her lips.
Literally, this dude has a freaking
like an iron scar, a knife wound.
Yeah.
I was like, Ma, like come on, really?
Yeah.
Why did you have to be like racist with it?
Yeah. And it's like, like, I know people were that way to you, but it's like put, it's not like I'm expecting her to put her best foot forward.
But also, but like, he was friends with his friends.
Yeah.
There was never an issue of like him thinking that like there was some sort of hierarchy in the friendship group or anything like that. They were all just like friends and hung out. And she was like, now I'm going to make it weird. I'm going to put this brush of paint in some white paint and paint the black kid white.
Yeah.
That'll show him. Like, what are you doing? I'm sure he'd be like, can you, like, if he was awake, he'd be like, just stab me or something.
Yeah,
like,
do something
else. You don't have to do all this.
Yeah. But also, I'm sure he's like, you know what, honestly,
this, thank you for doing this because, like, I don't have to go to the hospital.
It's a lot easier. I mean, it's like traumatic because it's like, you know, whitewashing. Yeah. But, you know, to, it's just so. Icky. And so Jeannie helps, you know, the girl down and whatnot, and everyone else out of the, you know, the dogs, and they're trying to get out. And Juliette Lewis, of course, saves the day. She's
as
there.
She does. She's as she everything.
Does. As she does. And Ma, everyone's escaping. Ma grabs Jeannie and is like, I'm gonna take her into the burning house with me, and it's gonna, we're all gonna burn together. And Jeannie's like, help me. And then Juliette's like, I'm sorry, I should have helped. And I'm like, oh, you were the person who like was like the one friend of Carrie,
yeah,
who is like, you could have done something but you didn't. And it's like, okay, fair, but also, you know, come
was
on.
It her responsibility? Wasn't,
yeah, it's like, and then the main girl is like, or the Ma's like, oh, you're just like your mother, you're a coward just like her. And then she's like, you know what, fucking, I'm not like my mom. I'm going to take a knife and I'm going to stab you real quick in the back. Which, again,
that's what it was. She stabbed Ma in the back.
Yeah, and then she grabbed Jeannie. And then Ma's like, I guess now I'm just going to slowly walk upstairs and stare out the window as the building's burning. And then go and cozy up to my high school
sweetheart
and just kind of, you know, draw circles in his chest hair and have the house burn around me.
And that was it.
And that's literally how it ends.
Like, we get a drone.
A drone
we
shot
turn
of
it
on. Some CG, some really shitty CGI flames. And that's literally the end. There's no
credits.
There's no, there's nothing else after.
And the
that.
Music's like, get down, boogie. Get down, boogie. Hoot. I don't even know if that's the song, but you would
but
think
it's the same.
Now
it's,
that's what I call Ma Volume 1. Yeah. The hits of Ma. Oh, as cool. I knock this over, the hits of Ma.
Literally, it's this movie was special,
but it was giving Mother, as the kids say.
Yes, it was
we were
giving
mother.
It's
I liked that I had to watch Ma again because I'm going to see Ma Donna tonight.
There you
so
go.
I was like
perfect. You know, you're seeing your mother is mothering.
Yeah, mother is mothering.
But yeah, I had no desire to watch this movie again, but I was like, I think it would be fun to talk about because it's just so ridiculous. And I think Octavia, she knew that this was insane. She had to have known. Like, this was insane. I mean, like, she, obviously you get paid a certain amount, but at some point when you were like,
what
this
were her fate? Like, what did she owe them?
Yeah. She's,
all of them. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you have really great actors, like the actors that they got for this movie are good.
Yeah, they're pretty
good.
You
have an Academy Award winner, Octavia Spencer and Allison Janney.
Yeah.
You have Luke Evans, who's been in numerous films. You have Juliette Lewis.
Yeah.
Is she an Academy? No, I can't remember. I mean, but like Juliette Lewis, Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
You know, she was in the Chippendales doc. She's been in National Lampoon. Everything. She has career.
Yeah.
Who else?
There's just so many. It's like it's just jam-packed.
Jam-packed with like good celebs, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
I just felt like
it fell completely short. And it's also interesting, Ma was originally supposed to be white.
Well, her name's Sue Ann.
Yeah. But like it's
like you could definitely tell that.
Yeah.
That was.
So that's like a whole added different element that
like a homely
changed.
Like
yeah
you know girl who got picked on in school. Mm-hmm.
But what do you think would have made this movie better? Just have it not be made?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Like, think about it. It's like, it could, like, this grown woman wanting to hang out with her friends. I don't know, because I thought it was, like, really problematic, because I feel like if you had changed Sue Ann from being Octavia Spencer, it would have been, like, this weird girl, Munchausen by proxy, you know, storyline who's like, I'm going to hang out with all the kids. Like, maybe she actually looked like a kid still.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
So kind of the orphan.
Kind of like kind of orphan, yeah. But like could also be like what's it called? Like never been kissed, like she's pretending to look like a kid. But then they went with like Octavia Spencer, and I just felt like it became like she's the only African American girl in the school, and everyone's making fun of her, and why is she get like it just made it feel dirty, and like really bigoted and racist, because I was like, oh. And then at the end they're like, wait, you're Sue Ann's daughter? I'm like, yes,
yeah. Is it, was it not,
she is Sue Ann's daughter?
Are you surprised?
But, I know,
but also, where's Sue Ann's husband? Who I mean, I want to see what kind of man, you know, she ended up with. Who, like,
or did she kill him?
Yes, true. And is that why she's?
He was like, "You're gonna blow me in this closet, Sue Ann." She's like, "No, oh, it reminds me of high school." Yeah,
trauma. But I am pregnant now, so this is nice.
Yeah.
Your daddy was a great human.
Oh, it was just very, it's very
icky.
Weird.
It's icky. So, out of 10, what do you think?
Out of 10, that's what we're giving it?
Yeah, out of 10.
You know, it's very campy. Mm-hmm. I will say it's I'm going to give it points for going viral.
Yes.
Because there are many moments like the girl getting run over, her like leaning and listening against the barn.
Yeah.
Don't make me drink alone. I mean, it has iconic. Some very viral moments. But out of 10, I'm going to give it a 3.5. I was going to give it a 4.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to give it a 3 because it's problematic.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave it a 4.
And you gave it a 4?
I gave it a 4. And that feels too high. Yeah. But it's also like, it's so campy and insane that it's kind of fun.
Yeah. I think this was like the first Blumhouse film that flopped.
Yeah.
I think they were like, oh, we've got all these. You know, we did. I'm trying to remember, like, I can't remember the movies off the top of my head that they did.
A lot.
They've done so many.
They did so many. Like,
but, like, this was the first, like, dud. Yeah. Like, bleh. And where can we go with Ma after this? We can go, where did her dad go? We're going to give you Pa. From the makers of Ma, we're giving you Pa.
And
Pa
is
back. He's found out Ma is dead. Mm-hmm. He's pissed. He disguises himself as a janitor. Mm-hmm. Goes to the school.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Pa, which is P-A-W, which is the prequel.
With Alice and Janney. Dude,
yes.
As going into vet school.
Yeah, so you have Pa, she got the jaw. Ma, and then you have Pa.
Pa.
So it's like a different,
Ma and Pa and Pa.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So there you go. Blumhouse, you're welcome.
It's rough. It's rough. But, you know, hey, we did it.
But what if Ma, what would be at Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights Ma Maze?
You enter through the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see everybody like. I think you know, it's like a party scene, but they extend the basement, and then the more you get into the basement, it's like you start to see like they're like chained, and they like have like, you know, they got like the stuff, and then
there has to be a drug, we're tripping.
Yeah. Like, I think Ma has like a gun and like shoots it or whatever, and then like you're like, there's a lot of in and outs, like, you know, quick jump scares, and then like a dead cop. I think there's just a naked man running with a towel around. you know, that's what we want. Mm-hmm. And then there's dogs running around, like literal. They just let dogs loose.
Uh-huh. Because of the vet, the chaotic vet.
Yes.
And then, the dogs have gotten out. Allison Janney's in the cage.
And she's like kind of like.
Yes. We are pitching this right now.
Yes. And then I feel like the big ending is like.
Everything's on fire.
Like, actually on
there's
fire.
There's a bed. She's laying down.
Yes.
Oh, wait, we forgot that the guy has to have his wrist slit with the dog blood going in him. And he's got to be like, help.
Yes.
Ah! And then he dies. Yeah. And then the end is the fire where it's the actress playing Ma.
And they're like, we got to get out of here. And that's how they like move you out.
And then the last frame is you're just in the fire with her laying down on the bed. And then you just hear, don't make me drink alone.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you walk through the car wash. Things and you're out back into the streets.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good maze.
Honestly, that's pretty good.
That maze is better than the movie.
You were like, okay, what is this going to entail? And you're like, wait, they actually just made a really good idea.
That was a great, like, hello, Blumhouse, Ma.
Dude.
I mean, hire me. We love it.
That's
we love
amazing.
Halloween.
Yeah. That's amazing. I like that. That's fantastic.
That's a good game to play, too. It's like whatever horror movie you make, be like, what kind of a Halloween maze would it be?
I like that. So, I always ask people now, were you afraidy or not afraidy of Mom?
No.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is terrified of everything.
Okay.
But the only thing that made him jump was when Ma slammed the window and she was like, you forgot your change. And that was
She's like, I'm not some heathen.
Yeah, something like that.
And you're like, okay.
It was like thief or whatever it was.
Yeah, thief.
And I was like, but that was it. And then there was, I mean, and then when Missy Powell got run over, we died laughing. But I mean, it's like there wasn't, I don't think there was anything like, oh my God.
Yeah.
For you?
No. Yeah, I'm definitely not afraid of this movie.
Oh, there was the jump scare where the little girl has the like African tribal mask on.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
No. Ooh.
Culture.
Ah, run away. it wasn't scary. I didn't know when I remember watching it and being like, this is just, I'm just uncomfortable with everything. And I was like, I don't know where this is going to go. And I think that's why I was like,
that's what,
it's just more uncomfortable.
Yes,
like,
that's
it's
what
not
he was
afraid.
Saying.
It's just like, I just think this is just weird.
That's what Evan was saying. He was like, what is the point of this?
Yeah.
He's just like, where's this going? Yeah. And I'm like, I've seen this movie and I don't remember what happens. Yeah. I didn't remember that she laid down in the fire with Luke Evans's character.
Yeah. His naked body.
I guess like now, who has the girl? Who has the daughter?
Juliette Lewis.
Great.
And now
a single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops. Like she is I'm a Survivor by
Literally,
Reba McEntire.
Literally.
She now has a kid. Now she's got a kid who's getting off the, by proxy. Now it's got this detox kid.
And like they all have to go to therapy. Like the bills.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
We really
have
to
get another job at a casino.
No, we're just gonna get her like a GoFundMe.
Honestly,
and like,
that's probably what we want.
She needs to get the hell out of Ohio. Allegedly.
Ohio's
great, but I don't think that was Ohio.
It's
I don't know where if you know where that town is.
It said oh, it has like small references to Ohio, but I think it's just like in general, like anywhere USA.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was bad. So, yeah, that's it, though. We did it. Yeah, we did it.
So much fun.
So, this is where you plug your stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, plug your stuff.
My podcast, Just Say, with Justin Martindale, is on YouTube under Comedy Store Studios. It's also on my YouTube page, my Instagram, at Justin Martindale. Trying to think, you can catch me on Jeff Lewis Live as a regular there. I usually do his main show and then the Jeff Lewis Extended, which is right after on Radio Andy. On Sirius XM. And then I'll do, I'm doing the Netflix as a Joke Festival. I'm doing my podcast on May 9th in the Belly Room.
Sweet.
I think May 9th, yes. And then May 10th, I'm at the Bourbon Room with Jesse May Peluso. So.
Heck yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but
it's
you're
good,
doing
though.
It.
I'm
you're
having
doing
fun.
It.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it. Look at you. Look at you do it.
Don't make me drink alone.
Don't do it. Don't make him drink alone. Well, go see him. Go follow him. Go listen to his podcast. It's so fun. So thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at Filmcraft LA on Instagram and filmcraftla.com. They got a bunch of cool gear. go follow him. Go buy your things. Also, Fangoria. Oh, you want a copy of Fangoria?
Love Fangoria.
They're the best. Use code KatieAfraidy25 to get 25% off. It's a pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. And I like to close out every podcast by giving some shitty or good advice about the movie, like from the movie that we, you know, we learned.
Don't drink with strangers.
Period. If you're an adult, maybe don't drink with children.
Don't drink with strange adults.
I think this is honestly great advice. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's like really bad, but sometimes it's great, you know? So
just do it like we all did. Drink in the woods.
Yeah. Drink in the woods. If you're going to do it, drink in the woods. We don't condone underage drinking, but if you do it.
Drink in the woods.
Yeah. Don't
Not go, some strange lady's storm cellar.
Don't do it.
You're better than that.
Yeah. Period. Anyways, guys, see you next time and stay spooky.
Don't make me drink alone.
Max, I want you to meet someone.